Hello, I'm Darrell Davidson, the servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am making this audio in my office at Waterlife headquarters in Plano, Texas. In 1985, a woman came to my ministry and was a very strong, spirited woman, outgoing, and seemingly unafraid to speak her convictions. I had never met one like her in church, and I just had to watch and listen to see what spirit she might be. I was only in my sixth year of ministry, and certainly considered myself somewhat a novice as pertaining to ministering or managing or leading a ministry in church, in my own church, my own ministry. This woman was intriguing. She was not reluctant for a minute to come talk to me, talk about Scripture, talk about God. She made it plain to me that this ministry was the only one that she had found with power. That took me back a little, because I knew there were two kinds of power in the church. I knew that, Holy Spirit, power of the gospel, and ministered by the Holy Spirit, and power of sorceries. Sorcerers you can find in the 7th chapter of Exodus. But I watched her, and when I go to eat at a cafeteria on Sunday afternoon after service, she'd always try to position herself by me where she could talk to me. I never found her doctrine, what she believed, to be very far off of truth. Only one thing that I hear that troubled me, but she didn't understand, and I was unable to make her to understand where she was wrong. But she was, and that's fine. Doesn't matter. She gave substantially to my ministry, and that was a great blessing to what I was doing. A real blessing to what God was doing in the earth. I had to overcome any fears that she might be someone that was giving from the wrong heart, from the wrong spirit. But over several years, God would cause her to bring money to this ministry at the last minute, when I needed it to pay my invoices, radio, television. Always paid them in advance. And she'd come in with a substantial amount of money. Lord was dealing with my unbelief, my weak heart, but I continued to walk on, move on forward. She became offensive to many people that attended my sanctuary because of some of her activities. And I didn't understand all at that time, but later I did and do. And one day I decided to counsel her, which I don't do. I don't do that. But on rare occasions, I asked her to come to my office, and she came to the office, and as I talked with her, the pressure on my chest became great. I'd experienced that before. I knew what I was doing. I knew it was a spirit that was pressuring my faith, and I knew my faith wasn't strong enough to handle that spirit. So I dismissed it and dismissed her and said, sorry, I cannot help you. I discussed this with some family members before I did it, and also informed them afterwards of my intent to not try to help her anymore. The day came when it was important to put her out of the ministry, and I made the decision quickly. I knew it was the Spirit of God. I met with some family members and expressed what I had to do, and they seemed to agree, and I asked her to leave. She was very upset, and I knew that. I knew that for sure. I never forgot that woman's love for my ministry. I never forgot her. And I want Kathy D. to read a few words from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, that God also remembered her. Would you read that?
Yes, verse 10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name.
Amen. I believe that God, that her giving, and I need to say I believed and was finally convinced that her giving was by the Spirit of God to this ministry. And I knew that God never forgot people's labor of love toward his name. Over the years, various things happened, and I'm not getting into what I have heard or been told about her condition. But I heard, three years ago, that her medical condition was greatly improving, and I was happy. I rejoiced because I believed that I had obeyed God, and I believed that she also had obeyed God, and I love obedience. I don't really think I want to say much more about this woman, but I will tell you her name. She straightened me out once about the pronunciation of her name. I hope I have it right. Jane Downton. I am told that she is almost completely free of medication, and her mind has returned, and perhaps is returning, if not sound, to a state of soundness. And she now is praying for other people. God bless you, all of you. This is Doyle Davidson from his office in Plano, Texas. See you next time. Good day.